Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today is Kim Janey's first full day as the acting mayor of Boston. She was elevated from city council president last night when Marty Walsh resigned upon being confirmed as Joe Biden's labor secretary. Kim Janey is the first woman and first person of color to lead Boston. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports that many people around the city are celebrating these milestones.
Deanna Cook met Janey when she had a problem at her high school in 2017. She and her twin sister kept getting detention for wearing hair extensions, which are popular among black girls, but violated a dress code set by predominantly white administrators.
We had basically no representation. We had such difficulty getting the policy turned over, mainly because the people who were in charge didn't understand and also didn't care.
At the time, Janey worked at the nonprofit Massachusetts Advocates for Children. She argued the ban on hair extensions was discriminatory and helped the Cook sisters change the dress code at the Mystic Valley Regional Charter School in Malden. A few months later, Janey won a seat on the Boston City Council. Her new role as acting mayor excites Cook, who's now a sophomore at UMass Amherst. She says Boston has suffered from the same lack of diversity in leadership that her old school did, and she thinks Janey can make a difference citywide.
She knows how it is to be that little black girl in the classroom and now is in charge and can, from experience, make policies that she knows exactly how and who they will affect.
It's not that Janey will necessarily upend Boston politics. She and Walsh agree on many things. But Janey brings a perspective to the mayor's office that Boston has never had before, says Amanda Hunter. She directs the Barbara Lee Family Foundation, which advocates for women in politics.
It's hard to overstate the significance of inaugurating a woman of color as acting mayor of Boston. We have exclusively had white male mayors leading this city for nearly 200 years.
That's despite Boston being a majority-minority city for two decades. Women also outnumber men in Boston, according to the Census Bureau. Hunter says a mayor who reflects so many residents can be an asset during the pandemic recovery.
Having a woman and a woman of color who grew up in this city with a different lived experience than some of the other men at the table ensures that she'll be thinking in a different way about different populations, especially at a time where there are so many that need help and assistance.
With less than 4 years on the city council, Janey is still a relative newcomer to politics. She hasn't said whether she'll seek a full term in the fall, and three of her fellow councilors, all with longer tenures, are already in the race. Yet in some ways, Janey, at 55, has been preparing for this moment for decades, says Dwayne Tindall. He's known her for about 30 years through their shared work on civil rights.
Am I surprised? Not as much as some. She was consistently working hard even before her political career. That's one thing I could say about Kim, that she really put in the time. She really grinded out the work. And when you work hard, opportunities come.
Tindall heads a nonprofit called Alternatives for Community and Environment. His group is based in Roxbury, part of Janey's city council district. He thinks she'll be an ally in the mayor's seat, but he's also realistic about how much work lies ahead.
It's symbolic of a possible new way of thinking about political leadership, but it doesn't really cleanse the palate of Boston's systemic and institutional racism.
Tindall says Janey can at least nudge Boston toward greater equality as acting mayor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.